Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it's DJ Petra. You guys already know, baby. You got up in here, Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones, where's your head at? Where's your head at, baby?
Man, I do not know.
We have a good show today, don't we?
An amazing show tonight. Like, okay, I want to say something real fast, like right off the bat. Everybody, today's the 300th day of the year. 300th. I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Wow.
300.
Thanks for making me feel a little dumb, but it's cool, you know.
You know what? Happy 300th day of the year. So I gotta say that.
We have 65 more days.
50 more days.
Ooh.
Wait, 65 more days.
65. Right?
You're making me sound stupid.
Dude, hey, what can I say? Now we're even.
This person got making sound stupid right now, but
now we're even, doctor.
I am a doctor. I'm Dr. Bones.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dude, we got a good show planned for today.
All right. But, guys, today we have an amazing, amazing show today. Like, I can't even explain it. Me and Tetra, back when we were growing up in the hood, there's people who knew us back then. We had friends back then. And we're going to interview tonight because you guys really don't know us that much.
You don't. The only thing you know is that, hey, who's this guy that's built like a Greek god named Tetra? I mean, that's all you know.
Who is this guy? Who are these pecks of steel? What is that?
Ooh, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Bounce. You can bounce some ping pong balls on those.
Ooh, you already know, baby.
You already know, baby. But, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's actually going to be great. And
I want to tell you guys something, too. Me and Tetra, we're in the making right now of cards. We're making business cards right now as we
speak.
Dude,
we're getting real. We're getting big right now.
Another thing, we have a studio. We have a studio now.
Hey, should we say hi from my studio real quick? Hello. Hi from my studio. It's pretty nice. It's decent, you know? I mean,
we have a decent studio. We're not up there on top yet.
You know, we're not with Donald Trump himself, but
there's some roaches here and they're crawling in here. But you know what? That's cool.
Larry the Mouse is popping in every now and then, but, you know, what can I say?
Larry the Mouse comes in, throws the deuces, and walks out.
You already know, baby.
He walks in, chucks up the deuces, you already know, baby, and then walks out. I'm like, all right, Larry, I feel you.
Larry, do your thing.
I say, Larry, come here. Boom, and then I blow his head off.
Yeah, I already know. I'm like, hey, Larry, come here real quick. Pow, slapped him.
Already, you know? I mean...
No, but, you know, that's we're used to dealing with little mice, because where we grew up, that's all we had.
I just want to, I'm really excited right now. I'm kind of nervous, because the people we're talking to, we haven't talked to since, like, 4 years, 5 years, man. We haven't talked to them in a while.
I think it's been about four or five.
I think it's been 4 or 5 years.
Maybe 45. I don't know.
Maybe 45 years.
But
I'm old and I have Alzheimer's. I don't even know it, you know?
I don't even know what I mean right now. Alzheimer's is kicking in, you know?
You know, but, okay, the two people we're interviewing today, one of them's name is Ivan Enriquez. This cat was hilarious back in
school.
Ooh,
this guy's a crazy cat. Yeah. I mean, you know.
We're going to be interviewing him first. This cat's crazy. And after him, this girl named Carissa.
Carissa B. That's what I like to call her. KB. KB.
Yeah, KB.
KBK.
I mean, she was really cool back in middle school, too. She, like, worshipped me and Tetra. Like,
no.
She was
no,
awesome.
We're just cool. We're just good friends.
I ain't gonna lie. She loved our jokes. And
no, I loved our jokes, man.
I loved our jokes. Our jokes were golden.
Dude, we had jokes for eons.
But you know what? Enough talking. Let's get the first one out. Ivan Enriquez. We're going to do him right now.
Oh, hey.
We're not going to do him right now, but we're going to do him right now.
This is just, you need to calm down, man. We got Hey, let me set this up real quick, Doc.
Yeah, man. See, you guys really don't know us that much. You guys don't know the backstory. Me and Tetra went to a school called Desert Sands. It's in the barrio. In the barrio of Phoenix. But, I mean, this cat's going to tell you what we went through back then. Like, how cool we were, you know? A lot of people don't know that. That's what's going to happen. That's where I got my name, Dr. Bones. That's where it started, just down the street. I used to play a game called Bones. I gambled all the time. Lost millions, but you know what? Builds character. That's all I can say about that. Really builds character. I got stars to prove it.
Hey, yo, Dr. Bones.
What's good, man?
You already know who we got on the line right now, don't you?
I know who we got on the line. I'm Enriquez.
It's that boy, Ivan E. You already know. What? Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Ivan,
it's that boy, Ivan.
What's good,
what
man?
What up? What up, guys?
What's good?
Ivan, I haven't seen your black ass in ages, man.
Seems like it, right?
Dude, but I think I saw you a couple months ago, but, you know,
yeah.
That's besides the point. That's besides the point.
True.
How you been, man? How you been?
I've been good. I can't lie.
You've been good? That's good, too. We've been good, too.
That's good.
Okay.
Dude,
well,
how's life, Ivan?
Yeah, it's all right, you know.
I know. I feel you, baby.
You feel what?
Yo, I feel you, and you already know, because it's Tetra Blas.
Dr. Bones. Ivan, look, first, I got to tell you about a story, okay? I didn't know you that well back in seventh grade. We were just chilling, and our teacher, if the audience out there, you guys don't know, I had a teacher named Mr. Howerson.
Fat boy Javi, that's what I call him.
Now, this dude just straight up hated me, and, like, this is where it all started off right here. I guess he was telling a story, and I wasn't listening in class, like, I never did. I was doing something, but then he told us to write down. He said he looked like Mel Gibson, and then he told us to write it down. Like, what does he look like, Mel Gibson? So I wasn't listening, and then we all turned our papers in, and then he put me on blast in front of the whole class, and he was like, "Oh, Mr. Morant," or I'm gonna tell you guys. He's like, "Oh, you think you're pretty funny? Calling me a walrus." You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. He did look like a walrus, though.
He did look like a walrus, man.
Dude, I hate that. I hated that guy.
No, I loved him. No. This guy hated me seventh grade, hated me. And then eighth grade, he was just like, he was in love. And it was nice because I finally had a teacher that liked me.
Oh, of course.
That's true, though. Like, he hated, like, everybody.
He hated me. He hated me. He hated me in eighth grade. I did nothing to him.
He still hated me in eighth grade.
He always wanted to take me outside and fight me. I'm like, nah, dog. I'm too good for that. You already know. I don't play that kid crap.
Yeah. You remember, I don't know if you were in that class, because I was in that class, but when freaking Tony hid in the cabinet closet in the Wagner's.
That was me. That was me and Raul. We hid in the cabinet.
You guys are stupid, man.
All right. For everybody out there, I totally forgot about that. Me and my friend, Raul. We chilled in
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Raul.
We chilled in this class, English class, and we thought it was funny to go in the cabinet. And so we jumped, we took all the books out of the cabinet, put them to the side. And then when people went to go get their books, we jumped out at them, scared them.
Oh, the oldest chick in the book.
And, I mean, we got in so much trouble for that. I had to, like, clean Mr. Robertson's shoes for weeks. You guys
with your tongue. With your tongue? Don't leave that part out. Don't leave that part out, man.
But it was terrible. Terrible.
Hey, bro. I don't want to throw you on the spot, but you remember the clock incident?
How you gonna put me on blast?
Hey, man.
Like
how you gonna do that to Dr. Bones, man?
You know what? I'll tell everybody about that.
Alright, good.
Look,
that's a good story.
Look, guys. This is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. I was sitting there doing my work, actually, and I turn around, just look at the time, like, okay, I want to check out the time. So I turn around, look at the time. If I'm not correct, I think it was like 11:36. And I turn around, I look at the time, and then two eyes pop up from under the desk. And it was Mr. Halverson. He was like, "Oh, so you want to get up and look at the time, huh?" Dude gets a chair, puts it in the middle of the class. Me, I'm scared, I'm shy, I'm like, oh, okay. He makes me sit in middle class, and I had to say, "Hiri, Hiri, the time is now 11:26. Every minute passed by.
Wow.
So, like, it was 11:27. Hiri, Hiri, the time is now 11:27. And look, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. I have little Indian tears falling from my eyes.
Oh my! Hey, should I go handle that guy real quick?
You should go handle him.
Cause I'll be right back.
I mean, that was just like, I totally forgot about that.
That was horrible. But it was hilarious though. It was hilarious.
That was horrible. I cried for weeks after that.
Dude, but Dr. Bones loves that guy now. He wrote a paper on him and everything.
I love that guy. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he's a good teacher. I'm not gonna lie.
He was good, man. He straightened me out.
Dude, he wanted to fight me, man. How does that teach? What does that teach me?
I was leading the life of selling crack and stuff.
Shut up.
He changed my life. He set me straight.
Dude, well, we're over here playing with voodoo dolls, and he's like, nah, man, we ain't having that.
You remember that, Ivan? We had to go in front of the class, and we had to apologize for playing with voodoo dolls.
What the hell? Where was that?
You don't remember that?
We had to apologize to everybody. Because there was that one black girl, and she was like, oh, they put a curse on me because they took a piece of her hair and we put it on their booty.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like the worst luck, though, man. She falls like the freaking 2 minutes after and breaks her freaking kneecap, man. How's that all?
Fuck, that was horrible. Dude, we're a little bad kids, huh?
We
I forgot about
dudes,
all that shit.
Where? That's why we're going back to our roots right now, baby.
We're going back to our roots, and we're trying to let everybody know how we used to be back then. We weren't always rich and crazy.
Right.
Back in the day.
You know what would be a good song to play now? Different People.
Would be a good song.
It would.
It would be, but, you know, I mean.
You're only one man, you know? You're only one man.
Only one man.
True.
I'm only one man. But yeah, man, this has been good. It's been fast, but it's been good. And
yeah.
You brought up some memories. I forgot about, like, you got put me on blast about me crying in front of everybody.
I had to, man. Someone got to do it.
I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it. I mean, I wouldn't have said it if it wasn't for you. That would have been locked up in my secret of emotions. But,
all right, man. Hey, you remember our little drawing crew?
A drawing?
Yeah, remember when we used to draw fucking dirty pictures?
Oh, whoa. Ivan, hey. This is a public show.
What, man?
We got a reputation to keep up.
We used to draw pigs in the mud. What are you talking about?
I remember that, man. I remember that. It was crazy.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Dude, that was good times, man. You remember that girl, Carissa?
Yeah.
We're about to call right now after this, after you. We're about to call her and interview her.
Ideal.
We're keeping it good, man. We're keeping it good. But thanks, man. Thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, no problem, guys. No problem.
It's been good.
It's been real, Ivan. It's been real. All
right. Peace out, guys.
Peace out.
All right. Ooh, that was nice, Dr. Bones.
Nice.
That brought back
nice.
Some memories. That I didn't even know because I wasn't there, you know? So those are your memories, but they're mine now, too.
But guys, listen to this. Yes, I cried. Eighth grade.
You know, but who doesn't, you know?
Who doesn't, you know?
I cried right before we got on the show.
I cried because I get nervous, but you know what? I totally forgot about that I cried in front of class, but you know what?
You're only one man. You're only one man, man.
You're only one man, and life isn't life without some struggles. Am I right?
Oh, dude, I feel you. I feel you on that one. Yeah, I already know.
All right. Next up, we have Carissa B.
Ooh, KB.
A little backstory. She was really cool. She was, well, I don't want to say anything mean, but she was really cool. And
she's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool, man. So let's hit her up, all right?
Hey, let me set this up real quick, Dr. Bond.
Set it up, man. All right, if you guys don't know, her name's Carissa B. She's a crazy, crazy, crazy good baseball player. I mean, she's crazy good. When she was at Desert Sands, she tore it up. I think she goes to St. Mary's right now, and she's tearing it up there. She's going to go to U of A next year and tear it up. And I wouldn't be surprised if I started, like, on Team USA someday, because this girl's just a beast at base softball. Like, you know how they throw that underarm style? That girl's just a beast. And she's really cool, too. I mean, crazy cool. Yeah, it was tight. I remember I wrote in a yearbook I liked her. That's Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones for you. I mean, what can you say? I'm crazy. Hope she picks up. I like the studio we got right now. It's pretty nice. I mean, it's a nice, like, chocolate brown color, the walls on the studio. It's pretty nice, you know, pretty nice. I like it. Bob must have got her on the line because he's talking. He's probably debriefing her. That's what we do before everybody.
Hey, Dr. Bones.
What's good, man? What's good?
Yo, I didn't know who's on the line, baby.
Who's on the line?
It's that nigga. Cup of the song. B.
Hey, guys. Besándome otra vez, suavemente, besame. Que quiero sentir tus labios, besándome otra vez.
Hey, Chris, so you remember we used to dance
to that theme music?
Time?
Is that his theme music?
That's your theme music, huh?
That's what I remember.
That's a place when you walk into a building, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Remember how we used to dance to that song on the playground?
Remember? Yep, that's how it was.
Remember it just played, like, on the speakers, and we just, like, started busting out in, like, a cumbia?
You're doing the cha-cha on the slides, and, you know?
Those are the good days.
Those are the good days, man. I mean, we just got off the line with Ivan right now, and that dude just, like, wowed me. Like,
he kind of wowed me.
You remember me crying in front of everybody? You remember that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Dude,
I didn't know Dr. Bones was such a baby.
I was laughing at you low-key. Like, I was, like, trying not to, but I really was.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Man, that's messed up.
That's
cool. Don't lie. Everyone else was laughing too. But.
I wasn't there. I wouldn't know.
When we walked out of class, if you guys don't know, there's this kid named Rudy. He'll be on the show some other time. But when we walked out, he had the most scared look on his face. He looked like he saw a ghost when he saw me crying. Like, it looked like it was just crazy.
Dr. Bones doesn't cry. He's invincible. That's what I thought, too.
I don't cry anymore.
Yeah, we
I don't
all
cry
thought.
Anymore. But that was madness. Yeah.
That was then.
You remember the time when we went in front of the class and we had to apologize to everybody? Me, Blas, and
yeah.
Rudy? You remember that?
That was good times. I was like...
That was bad times. That was not good at all.
No, those were good times, well, for us, but not for you guys.
For you guys? For everybody else out there, I mean, we just, like, had to apologize every day. We just walked in class and we're like...
We walked in class like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm sorry.
You already knew.
Yeah, I didn't know, baby.
I know, baby. But, yeah, it's crazy. How you been? How's your life been?
I've been pretty good, just trying to graduate.
Oh,
story of our lives.
Yep.
That's cool. You still playing softball?
Of course.
Of course.
You still beast in the softball?
Yeah, what was my name in eighth grade? It was the Terminator, wasn't it?
It was the Terminator, it was.
Yep, that's what it was.
It was the Terminator.
Hey, you still got those 22-inch biceps?
Yep, no, they got bigger. They're 24s now.
Oh, my.
Pop them out. That's crazy.
But
yeah.
When you flex and they rip your shirt?
Oh, yeah. I wear them tight shirts and I show them off.
That's nice. But I hope, what I'm hoping here is I'm just chilling at my house a couple years. Me and Tetra were just chilling at my house doing our radio show. I turn on the TV, and I'm watching U of A. And I hope I see you. I hope I see you tossing the ball. Am I going to see that?
Yep, you will.
I'm gonna shed a little tear.
I'll
make a shout out to you guys.
I'm like, that's my KB.
On your iPaint, I want one side to say Tetra and one side to say Dr. Bones, and I'll be so happy.
All right.
I'll just cry like I did in eighth grade. It's beautiful.
All right, I'll do it.
That's good. Yeah. This is crazy. We haven't talked to you in so long.
Dude.
I know.
It's just weird. Like, the listeners don't know this, but we haven't talked since, like, literally eighth grade. We haven't talked.
Seriously, it's been like 4 or 5 years now.
4 or 5 years.
It's been a long time.
And then out of nowhere, she gets a text today. Today she got a text and we were like, hey, be on the show. We're famous now.
And she's like, y'all already know.
She's like, you already know. See, that's how down she is.
She's down for the cause.
It's crazy because I've known Tetra since like kindergarten, man.
Oh, we have.
Kindergarten?
Do you remember all the field trips? My mom and my dad always used to go. My mom loved you.
Dude, I love your mom, too.
I love your mom, too. I ain't gonna lie. I remember we went to the zoo, and I loved your mom.
I remember who didn't love your mom. What was his name? Josh. Offered him a pizza. He's like, get that out of my face. What is this? He almost slapped it. I was like, no, man, no, I can't do that.
I remember that. Those were good times, man.
Yeah.
We fed him to the lions. That's the last I ever seen of him.
Those were good times. Crazy. Krista, did you sleep over at the zoo, too? Was that you, too, or no?
No, I don't think that was me.
Never mind.
Yeah, she's not gay, Dr. Bones. We don't do that.
No, I didn't do that.
Never mind, guys. That was with somebody else I slept at the zoo with. Excuse me. Pardon my French. But yeah. Craziness.
Reality now.
Anything else you want? Oh. You remember we used to say chicken fried rice all the time? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. No. The best one was in, like, math class or whatever.
Yeah.
Missy's class. Crispy bacon. That was the best one.
Ooh, I still use that. I'm not going to lie.
The best one. I remember that.
Yeah.
Always.
If you guys don't know, that's like a name you can put on applications. Just put Chris, middle name P, last name Bacon.
So I still use that. I'm not going to lie. I used that, like, 2 months ago.
And then somebody's going to be like, oh, who's Chris P. Bacon, you know?
And it'll be like, yeah, I don't know, baby.
But that was good times. I mean, we made you laugh all the time. I remember you had that crazy, crazy good lip balm. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How do you remember that, Dr. Bones?
If I'm not, I think I'm an elephant, that's why. I have a good memory.
It's fat and ugly? I don't think so. Nah, man.
Nah, but I remember that stuff. It was Awkwafina, right?
Yeah, and it made your lips all tingly.
I know, it made my lips all, like, big and juicy.
That's what I like to see.
I miss that. I searched high and low for that.
Now your lips are all small and puny.
Exactly. I searched high and low for that. I never could find it.
Yep.
But all right, this has been good. I'm glad. I'm glad we got to talk to you for a little bit.
Me too.
Get back to our roots. This is nice.
It's been great.
It's been good. Thank you.
No problem.
Go live life, Chris. Go live life.
Thanks.
Fly like a peacock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hung up on her. I don't know if she's ready for that, but I hung up on her.
Oh, yeah?
Who leaves like that?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, how can you spell awkward in any other way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Straighten you know, but it was great.
Straighten up. Now, we're going to fit this in. We're going to end this. We're going to end it with somebody on the line. Like, they're just going to chill with us because this person still knows us right now. I mean, she's really cool.
Is that nigga M?
It's M. It's M. It's Melissa.
Ooh.
This is my little mini-me. If you could say a little mini Dr. Bones, this is who it would be. I mean, we're like... You going to call right now?
I'm going to stop messing. Get it back.
Set it up, man. I'm touching your thigh right now. I'm sorry. I'm about to get crazy right now, guys. I mean, Melissa's cool. She's going to tell you guys some stuff about us that you guys don't know. I mean, if you guys already haven't heard enough, we're just crazy. All the crazy things we do. I mean, back in middle school, we used to get in trouble every day. I mean, think about when you were in middle school. Did you ever have somebody that got in trouble every day? We got in trouble every single day. I mean, every single day. But they were like the best times, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't trade them for anything. And I'm getting emotional right now. Another thing. Keep listening to the show, guys, because it's going to keep getting better. I mean, we're packed right now, 30. We're done. 30'd out. I don't know how many people are listening online, but...
Hey, yo, Dr. Bone.
What's up, man?
Y'all didn't know who it is, baby. You said nigga M.
What's up, Melissa?
Oh, hey.
Okay. Hey, you know what to do, Dr. Bone.
Do I got to boot you right now?
Dude, you already know.
I can't boot her. I can't boot Melissa.
Hello? Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
What is that? You know what? I ain't gonna lie. Because, guys, she told me the funniest joke I ever heard in a long time. I mean, I was just chilling, eating some oatmeal, and I got a text message.
You like it lumpy?
What? I like it lumpy. You know what? I can't even tell him. Why don't you tell him? Tell him what it is.
Which one do you want me to say? Do you want me to say the banana one? Or
tell the banana one. That just, like, that rocked my socks.
Okay. So, what is invisible and smells like bananas?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Go ahead and tell me.
Monkey farts.
Oh, my.
What
a funny guy.
What do you want from me?
Freaking jokes over here. Who's this clown?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Man, I want a good joke.
That's a great joke.
I want a good joke. That's what I want. Tell me another joke. She has another joke, guys. She's just
what is it?
Tell us.
Okay, so why don't they take tests at zoos?
Okay, why don't they take tests at zoos? Why not? I don't know. Why not?
Because they're full of cheetahs.
Uh, If you guys don't know right now, Melissa's really shy, so this is like an opening up party for her. This is good. This is good right now.
Hey, yo, Dr. Bones.
What's good, man?
I got a joke for you.
Oh, my Lord.
I think I stole it from you this summer.
What is it?
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have the guts.
We're filling our time with cheesy jokes right now, guys.
That's what we do, though.
That's what we do. I mean, we got 4 minutes left on this show. I feel like I just blinked and the time passed.
I mean, achoo. Oh, wow. 5 minutes left.
Melissa,
great.
Have you been listening to the show so far?
What?
Have you been listening to the show up until this point?
Yeah, I was doing my pre-telephone link. So I was listening to you
okay.
guys.
Okay, but...
What?
Have you
What'd you say?
I was doing my homework.
Oh, yeah, you better be. Get into a good college.
Did you learn new stuff about us, though? Did you?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
What? Why didn't you all...
Do it.
And you all...
Oh, my God.
Hey, get out of here, Melissa. You already know. What you
say? Why?
Hey, I'm sorry. How to do that, Melissa?
Melissa.
But,
I'm sorry
you
to do it, but come on.
We're asking you.
What are you doing? You're acting like Mr. Baker right now. If you guys don't know, I have a teacher named Baker right now. This dude's just weak. He tells the stupidest... Well, no, her jokes weren't stupid, but he just tells the dumbest jokes. And
weak sauce, man.
Weak sauce. I like that. You took that from me.
No, I think I took it from a coach. But, you know?
From a coach, okay.
Hey, but...
But, I mean, we got 3 minutes left. This show's been good. I mean, we got back to our roots.
Yeah, but Dr. Baum...
That's the name of this segment, Going Back to Our Roots. We went back to our roots.
We
and
did.
More. You guys learned new things about us, how crazy we were.
We're pretty crazy. If you didn't know, but now you know.
Tomorrow, our show, we're going to have more prank calling. Today was just like a synopsis. It's a big word saying, like, in total.
If you dummies don't know, go ahead and tell them.
Like, we were just trying to give you guys a backstory of us, tell us about us. I mean, we only have 30 minutes. We could do this for hours. And
we could do it for days. Ooh.
We could do it for days, but we're just giving you guys a synopsis. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have prank calls. We already have a list. People wrote us on blogtalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Last Tetra Miranda wrote us, gave us numbers. I don't know who these numbers are.
I mean, you know, who is this? Billy Ray Cyrus? What the heck?
I could call and be like, hello, this is Billy Ray Cyrus. What?
Hey, baby. No, man. Hit the road, Jack.
Hey, baby. And I'll play my Hit the Road, Jack, and he's gone, you know? But, I mean, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I touched you, but I'm sorry I touched you, Tetra.
It's cool. Hey, but,
sorry.
What was that about? We called Melissa. And we're like, did you learn anything about us? And she's like, shut up. And we're like, all right.
Hit the road, Jack.
That's basically what she said.
That's basically what she said, you know. I mean, what can you do? And then we had Carissa. Really cool, really cool.
Really cool. Really great.
Really great.
Cool.
Really cool. I mean, we got to hang out sometimes, all of us.
We do.
All you listeners, come hang out with us if you guys don't know us. But if you guys come hang out with us, we're going to have to wear masks because you guys can't know who we are.
Ooh. So, our face is on our page.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah, her face is on our page, so.
Got you.
You got me, so.
We can still wear masks. Halloween's coming up pretty soon.
It is. Another thing I want to say, shout out to Desert Sands.
I mean, ooh. Shout out to the Hawks.
Shout out to the Hawks Core.
Ooh.
Core. I mean, that place provided me memories I can't even put into words. That's
I mean, great it. Would be a good starting one.
Hey, you know, I went to Borman. Hey, I went to Atkinson. Hey, I went to...
Estrella Middle School.
Oh, I went to... Yeah, those places are just... Hey, I went to Pueblo. Where's Pueblo? Mexico?
What's Pueblo?
Come on, go home, man.
That's gross.
It's gross, you know. But Desert Sands, man. That's the place where it's be. You know why? Because we're crazy and you like it. We're crazy and you like it.
I think we're crazy and I like it.
Exactly.
Did that Shakira herself?
That Shakira herself.
That's how big we've got, guys.
I'm going to promote her new album, Sale El Sol. Great album. Has songs like Loca, Rabiosa. Great songs, man. That's our pick of the week.
It is.
We're going to have a pick of the week every week. Albums. This week's pick of the week, Sale El Sol by Shakira. Pick it up. I mean, another little clip. Great song.
We had a good show tonight, Dr. Bone.
We're going to end this show on different people because we're different people than we were back in middle school, but we proved it tonight. Thank you.
Y'all already know, baby. Catch your blood.
Out.